As a boy, I'd have been in dead trouble if I'd ever used the name of Jesus as a swear word at home. Blasphemy just wasn't tolerated, even though my parents were non-believers. The boundaries between acceptable and unacceptable language are shifting all the time. John Terry, for instance, has just been acquitted in court of racial abuse. But when I started out as a court reporter many years ago, the mere uttering of a very rude word would have been enough to get you arrested without racial connotation. I remember how the alleged word would never be said out loud and had to be ceremoniously written down by the witness, usually a police officer, and the paper was then folded and handed to the magistrate, who carefully unfolded it and duly looked shocked, all in disapproving silence. The most offensive swear words used to be religious rather than sexual. They contravene the commandment, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, which was seen as blasphemy. That was so serious, in fact, that a whole coded language was developed so that people could go on swearing and yet stay away from the stocks, or indeed the gallows, where open blasphemy might have put them. This is technically known as the process of mincing, as in the phrase, mincing your words. It disguises the word's origins just enough to keep the swearer clear of the law. Swearing offers us a brief glimpse of the religious history of our country. Before the 16th century Protestant Reformation, ordinary people would commonly have referred to the Blessed Virgin Mary as Our Lady, as Roman Catholics still do. Hence the oath by Our Lady, which was minced into the swear word bloody, has to be at least 500 years old. Another familiar swear word refers to the Albigensian heresy in the 13th century. Other examples of minced oaths include the now harmless cripes or crikey, which were disguised forms of the word Christ. Blimey originally meant God blind me, which was a way of invoking divine punishment if I'm not telling the truth, so you'd better believe me. A few religious swear words are still on the banned list, so I'm not going to tell you what they are. Others have dropped out altogether. Outside comic books, nobody says zounds anymore, which was a minced version of by God's wounds, a reference to the crucifixion, and clearly also medieval in origin. Just as churches are such a familiar part of our visible local landscape, you hardly notice they're there, so profane oaths and swear words are part of our everyday verbal landscape, and again, we hardly notice them. But the fact we still know they're not polite, to say the least, means we haven't completely lost track of where they came from.